Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
That's right. Here it is, Sunday morning, and that means Chair Shot Radio with Patrick O'Dowd and not David Ungar. That's right, kids. Dave has life to take care of today while we're recording, so we're going to let Dave live his life. And that's okay, because I brought in a more than suitable replacement for this Sunday edition of Chair Shot Radio, my good friend, one of the co-hosts of the Bandwagon Nerds podcast, my good friend, the Reverend Ray Cash. Rev, how you doing today on this kayfabe Sunday?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And it only makes sense that on a Sunday you hear from the Reverend, right?
That's right. You're going to preach. You are listening to Chairshot Radio on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com. And with Ray here, I thought rather than put him through hockey talk, which is what we would normally do, for this Sunday, as the Blues, as my Blues try to make the playoffs and kind of doing this weird win one, lose one, win one, lose one business, whatever, we're just going to do kind of our own Bandwagon Nerds show. We're going to cover some stuff that we want to cover that we don't get to cover on Bandwagon because reasons.
Love it. Real quick for the hockey talk, if you listen to The Edge this week with me and Kyle, we talked a little hockey, talked about the NHL, the new NHL deal, talked about the fact that I'm going to be a Kraken fan because I want to start from the ground floor.
Well, and let me tell you, that logo is dope.
It's the dopest logo.
As a nerd for all things mythology, a giant freaking octopus of legend.
Bro.
You can't really go wrong.
I also learned that the Canadiens are not their real name. They are the Ice Hockey Club of Canada.
Right.
Of Montreal.
Right.
So I learned some stuff, right? I'm learning. And
look at you.
This is also, I don't hate hockey. I just don't watch it. And I know about
ever.
It. It's not that I don't care about it. It's really hard to watch because I can't see the puck. So, that kills. But the most fun I've ever had at a sporting event that's not wrestling is at a hockey game.
Oh god, so. Yeah, watching hockey live is an experience all on its own. And I, for my money, you know, you can talk about other sports and the Super Bowl is kind of the biggest championship game out there, right? The best playoffs are hockey playoffs, in my opinion.
Stanley Cup playoffs.
Particularly the overtime rules, the drama of next goal wins and you play till someone scores is intense. And watching playoff hockey it's special, man. And you live and die with like the whole game, and one puck feels like, or you know, one goal feels like eight goals. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know, you talked about not seeing the puck. One of the funniest things I remember was, I think it was NBC, was trying to help people who were complaining about not seeing the puck. And so they did these sports broadcasts for a while where they highlighted the puck in blue and kind of had like a tracer around it, followed around. And hockey purists just crapped all over it. And none of them wanted anything to do with it. And so NBC actually ultimately was like, you know what? The people who are complaining about seeing the puck, like, we don't want them as an audience. We'll keep our diehards. And it's been like that ever since. And so, yeah, playoff hockey is the best. It's exciting. And, you know, next week, I'm sure when Dave and I are back on the call together, we're going to be talking about some playoff hockey, and it'll be a lot of fun. But
one of the things I love about playoff hockey is that it's not chalk. Most other playoff seedings and other sports, you pretty much know who's going to make it to the conference finals. Eight seed can really get all the way through, and I love that because anybody can win. Second thing, real quick, you remember when they put the tail on the puck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I really tried. I really tried to watch then, and I just couldn't get it.
Same thing.
And thirdly, I'd like to throw the idea of my boy Kyle coming on the show one day because he loves hockey, and you know, he won't lobby for himself, but you know, just throw that out there to you.
We'll have to take that to committee, and we'll talk it through. We'll see what happens.
Okay. You got to go to the lawyer and go to court.
No, yeah, we got to draw up a contract. We got to make sure all the T's and lowercase J's are dotted. T's are crossed, lowercase J's are dotted, and all that. So, but that's it. That's all we're going to do in terms of hockey talk today. Today, you and I are going to talk about two topics. One is something I've just always wanted to talk about on the bandwagon, and it just gets shot down left and right. And with this week being the week of May the 4th, we are going to have a Star Wars conversation, whether you like it or not. And it's going to be a Star Wars conversation that I threw out there that got poo-pooed by both Tunney and Dave as things that they don't want to talk about. And I don't even remember where you stood on this. But before we do that, you and I have brought up on more than one occasion, and we talked about it briefly on Bandwagon Nerds, a little show that's been airing on Disney Plus called The Mighty Ducks Game Changers, which is a story set 25 years after the original Mighty Ducks movie hit theaters. We've now had, you know, there's three movies that came out in that little trilogy, and Disney Plus brought this series back, got Emilio Estevez to reprise his role as Gordon Bombay with a new band of misfits trying to make it in the world of hockey. And I was skeptical of this show, but I loved the Mighty Ducks enough to want to see it. Like, I like the Mighty Ducks movie franchise so much that if it's on a movie channel, it's one of those where I'll stop and see it through.
Absolutely. All three of the movies too.
Oh yeah. And what I love is like certain movie channels, they'll just play the whole damn trilogy, like just one right after another. You get 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. And it's like win, win, win. So,
yeah.
But in this iteration, and then we can just talk about like our thoughts and feelings about it. In this iteration, the Mighty Ducks have been this championship caliber youth hockey team. There's multiple levels now. Yeah, they're a powerhouse. They're the New York Yankees of junior hockey. And this boy who's been a part of the team for clearly a few years, he gets cut by the coach as they move up a level because he's just not good enough. And his mom, who works hard and is played by a woman whose name I can't remember right now,
Lauren Graham,
she takes it upon herself to see if they can't form their own team, and they call themselves the Don't Bothers, so that her son has a place to play. They recruit a band of misfits just like in the original film, and they find this beat up, run down hockey rink for their home ice, run by a curmudgeon-y owner who happens to be Gordon Bombay. Mm-hmm. And we are 6 episodes into this show. We finally got a reunion show this week. And I just love this show because it is so much like the original. in the feel and the sense of like misfits trying to find their place in the world, finding this way to kind of rise up against bullies. There's a lot of twists and turns that happen within this that play on the original conceit of the movies, and yet are still true to the whole theme and idea of it all. And it's terrific. And even this past week, like the Ducks, who are the bad guys, which is the thing that's just like, they're the bad guys. The Ducks are having this like gala celebrating the original group, and they don't invite Gordon because he doesn't encourage the image that they want for the Ducks brand. But they invite all the old players, and the story behind, you know, the story and the result is just really, really cute. And so I love this show, and I wanted to share it with folks and talk about what makes it great. So I'm hogging up all the mic time. You, I know, love it as well. What do you think makes this show so great?
It's heart. The show has so much heart, and it also doesn't take itself too seriously. I think those are two of the greatest attributes of a fun show, especially a show that's aimed to either kids or nostalgia. You can't take yourself too seriously, and you got to have heart. And the perfect blueprint for the kind of misfit group, and you can say the Little Rascals too, because if you watch the original Mighty Ducks and you watch this Mighty Ducks, literally down to the person, Evan is Charlie, Nick, our favorite character, is Averman, Koo is Goldberg, the two girls are gonna end up being Connie, especially after this episode, right?
Right.
You see the kid from Toronto who can't skate is going to be Adam Banks. You can tell it's going to happen
eventually. With his great hair, when he talks about his bad hair day, I love it. Like, that's his whole character trait, is that, and he finally has a bad hair day in this last episode, and he's all upset about it, but they're so supportive of each other too, and that's what's
so
great.
So supportive. Yes, it's so good. Sam is Jesse. Like, you can see it so much. It's right there. And I think the best part about the show is the crazy neurotic mom and Gordon and their banter, because they play off each other so well.
Yes, Emilio Estevez and Lauren Graham do a great job
together. And to see where Gordon starts, and then if you've watched this last episode, it almost brings a little tear to your eye, because you can see that the world is open to him again.
Right.
And we've all been there, where like something you love, you felt like it turned its back on you, and you just kind of cut yourself off from the world at certain points. And to see the old Ducks come back and prop him up, it's such a good show, man.
Like, oh, absolutely.
We could dedicate a whole episode of Bandwagon Nerds just to the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Here's the last sort of thought that I have on this, and sort of a comparison, because this is another show I've pushed on you guys, and that's this is like a kid's version of Ted Lasso, which is on Apple Plus. And if you haven't watched Ted Lasso yet and you have Apple Plus, do yourself a favor and watch it. And the reason I draw the comparison is because it's an optimistic show. It's a show that when you walk out of an episode, you generally feel good, even in the conflict. And I'm gonna be rewatching Ted Lasso soon just to remember it, because they announced when the second season's gonna drop. And this is the same sort of feeling I have when I watch this show. Like, you know, there's a conflict among the kids that we know is going to get worked out, and you're going to feel better for it. But it's not to say that they succeed at every turn. There's heartbreak. There's consequences. Like, the whole crux of this last episode, episode 6, is the boy who gets cut by the Ducks gets an opportunity to come back with the Ducks, and his mom leaves it up to him what kind of decision he makes. And he gets frustrated with it, and he almost goes, and he practices with the Ducks, and at the end he decides to stay with them. But even that moment where he thought about leaving his friends turned into a bit of conflict, and there's a consequence, and he's going to have to work through it. And we know they will, because that's going to like, that's always the thing, is that the Ducks stick together. In this case, the don't bothers are going to stick together. They're going to see this through, and they're going to come out of it okay. I don't think that they'll be successful by the end of their first season. I think that they will face some level of disappointment trying to make it to states to build into season two, because that's kind of the story of the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just think that that's better storytelling. So yeah, I just go check it out, folks. It's worth the time. If you're wanting to fill a void after the Captain America and the Winter Soldier has ended,
there you go.
This is a good show on Disney Plus to check out and kind of fill the void.
Disney Plus has done such a good job with their scheduling, since they do it weekly. They do episodic weekly shows. But Game Changers came out in the middle of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And then The Big Shot with John Stamos came out midway through Game Changers. And now we're going to get Bad Batch coming up in about a week or so. And then we got Loki coming in the middle of Bad Batch. It's so perfectly scheduled because you're never without a new show that you could actually sink your teeth into. And Big Shot is also a fun show if you're into the whole same premise of a sports show with a kind of about the coach, but really about the characters and the team. And in this case, it's high school girls basketball. And so, like, they're knocking it out the park. Game Changers, Big Shot. Like, I woke up in the morning at 2 o'clock to watch both.
Nice.
Friday morning.
I woke up this morning with a little O'Dowd and checked it out this morning with a little O'Dowd.
Does he like it?
Yeah, he likes it. It's one of those things, me trying to be like, no. He actually likes The Muppet Show better than anything that I watch on Disney Plus right now, which makes you feel good. Speaking of whole episodes of Bandwagon Nerds that we could have, just a whole episode on The Muppet Show would be a whole thing. So there you have it.
Who's your favorite Muppet, real quick?
Who's my favorite Muppet? My favorite Muppet of all time is it's actually the Swedish Chef.
That's real. I love him too.
He's great. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I was going to say I'm a Rolf fan.
Right.
Because I grew up with Muppet Babies.
Rolf
was my guy on Muppet Babies.
Now, I just love my kid so much because his favorite is he has two, and they count as one, and that's Statler and Waldorf, the two hecklers up in the balcony. He thinks they're the best. So
yeah.
I don't know what that says about my kid, but I respect it. Respect, little O'Dowd, respect. Cool. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have a conversation I've always wanted to have on Bandwagon Nerds that I've never been able to. And with Dave out of the show today, I'm going to have it with Ray Cash. Before we go to the recorded commercials, though, I do need to do my duty and remind you all that if you love what we do over on Chairshot Radio and on thechairshot.com, to head over to ProWrestlingTees/thechairshot and pick up a Chairshot t-shirt. We have tons of shirts available to you. Over 25 different designs. Everything from the original chair shot.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Logo to various phrases and sayings from shows to shirts for shows themselves. For example, Ray and I, we got a shirt for Bandwagon Nerds. Great. I love it. It's the Bandwagon Nerds logo. A winner is you, the other nerdy show. Actually, the nerdy show's taken over ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot because we got the shirts. We got all of the shirts and we got the sayings. We got #journalism, #SaveTagTeamWrestling. Jesus did the job and his dad was the booker. Stuff like that. get it either regular size or regular style for about $20, or if you're feeling fancy, want something feeling soft on your giblets, pay a few dollars extra, get it soft style. Again, that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And when we come back, the conversation Patrick O'Dowd has always wanted to have on Bandwagon Nerds, but never gets to because Dave and Tony don't want to have it. You're listening to Chairshot Radio.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right. We are back. So, it is Sunday, May 2nd. Tuesday is May the 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. And of course, on Monday, the Bandwagon will be doing nothing but talking about Star Wars stuff. We're going to get hyped up for things like the Bad Batch, some news that came out of the Actually, it's not really news, but an interesting interview that Ewan McGregor had about fans' feelings about the first, about the prequel trilogy where he played Obi-Wan Kenobi, and just their response and reception of that trilogy and how he felt about it and how he sees this show. But a lot of good stuff coming up on the Bandwagon on Monday. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to respond and give me some thoughts on my theory as to who I argue is the most powerful character in the Star Wars universe.
Oh,
first
okay.
All right. Care to venture a guess as to who I argue is the most powerful character in the Star Wars universe?
Conventional wisdom would have you say Vader, but I have a feeling you're going to say maybe Luke.
You are wrong on both counts.
Okay.
It's R2-D2.
You have told me this theory, but yes, go ahead.
No. I'm ready. So my theory and my argument is that R2-D2 is, and this is where I'm going to take a very Jedi perspective on it, by the way. From a certain point of view, R2-D2 is the most powerful character we have seen in the Star Wars universe to this point. And here's why. He has all the knowledge. He's been everywhere and has been the one constant that has seen the entire Skywalker saga. He's so OP'd that J.J. Abrams took him out of commission for the entirety of The Force Awakens. He doesn't show up until the very end of that movie to be like, oh, here's the map with the answers to all of your questions as to where you need to go because I'm R2-fucking-D2. He sets shit on fire. He has oil slicks. He flies. He has all of the knowledge of every piece of technology, it seems like, that the Empire could throw your way. Carried both sets of plans to Death Stars. Was the one who cared. He knew who Obi-Wan Kenobi was in A New Hope. He knew he knew who Anakin really was. Mm-hmm. Hell, he has all this. If people understood his beeps and clicks, R2 could tell you everything. And that's the thing, is that the limits and the handicaps on his power are just that human beings aren't smart enough to listen to him. They never wipe his memory, and they give him all of the information. Like, everybody's secrets are poured into R2-D2. And if you want to solve any problem in the Star Wars universe, or figure out any mystery in the Star Wars universe, you should fucking plug R2-D2 into a computer and let him tell you the answer. No, he can't use the Force. Sure, he could be crushed by the Force. Nobody ever does. He's a survivor. He gets out of everything. Ships blow up, R2-D2's fine.
He's a survivor.
He is! And this is
he
the
is,
other thing.
But that's funny.
And this is the other thing that's really interesting about Star Wars and droids, is that droids are sentient beings. Like, they yeah. have artificial intelligence. They have, like, they have feelings. Like, yeah. C-3PO, in the worst Star Wars movie of all time, thanks a group of people he barely knows for being his friends.
Yeah. Yeah, he's super emotional for right. a droid. Absolutely.
And R2-D2 is the same way. R2-D2's got sass. He's got personality. He's got spunk. He fights for himself.
Right.
Like, he don't take shit from no. He goes to Yoda. He knows who Yoda is. He's been around Yoda before we're introduced to Yoda in Empire Strikes Back. He knows where to go. He didn't know where Yoda went to, but you can't tell me that R2-D2's just pretending like he didn't wheel around fucking Yoda all the time back in the day during the Clone Wars. I mean, that's the other thing. You want a secret kept? Give it to R2-D2. That dude is on lockdown. Ain't nobody going to get to R2.
Okay. So, first and foremost, it's a lot. And there is a lot of factual information in here. I have one retort. Only one. And I'm going to analogize it for you to kind of make my point. I'm not saying I disagree with you, because I don't.
No, you can. It's totally cool. Everybody disagrees with me. That's fine, because he's a droid.
But I mean, you've gotten to know me pretty well. I am a factual person. If you lay facts down, I can't disagree with facts. However, I want to retort one thing and see what you think. Mm-hmm. See if we're on the same page. In the Marvel Universe, would you consider Uatu the most powerful person in the Marvel Universe?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's like the genie, though. So here, I'm going to take your analogy even a step further. He's like the genie in Aladdin. Phenomenal cosmic powers. They put limitations on them. And so if you say he's not the most powerful because there's limits placed upon him in rules, I can buy that. I can respect it. Because that's the same thing. Like, Uatu he's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows mm-hmm. everything. He and he is everywhere. However, mm-hmm. he is honor bound not to interfere. As a watcher.
So you see where I'm going, because if we're just speaking of knowledge as power in general, then yeah, nobody can touch Uatu. Nobody can touch R2-D2. But I think in practice, you've got people who have destroyed entire galaxies. You got people who have destroyed entire worlds and races of not people, but groups, you know? So, like, because homie got the secrets in his back pocket, he's more powerful than a guy like Snoke, or a guy like Palpatine, or a guy like Darth Maul. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that jives with me well.
Without R2-D2, you can't destroy the single most powerful base that can destroy entire systems. You can't.
You're not wrong. However, you're not wrong.
Right.
But every story is framed a certain way, because
sure.
Right, the whole new trilogy, it was BB-8 was the droid of choice. So there's always another droid to pop up. It's not Mandalorian. There was the droid at the end of the second season who mm-hmm. was supposed to be the killer droid, and they flipped him and became the good droid that took care of the child. It's going to be another droid. But just because R2-D2 has been the droid of choice, you know what I'm saying?
I guess so, but then again, there's never been another R2-D2. Even with BB-8, and I always go back to, like, the way R2-D2 is a manipulative motherfucker too. Like, the way he manipulates others to do what he wants them to do from the second, like, and, you know, and everybody knows he's got 3PO under his thumb, of course. But
yeah, of course.
The way he just sort of makes shit happen to work for him is hilarious. Like, the way he, I'm not saying he didn't sabotage R4 when Luke Skywalker was looking for him, you know, with a bad motivator, seems shady. Or, you know, I go back to him being a survivor. I do think that some of it's luck. Like, he's lucky he wasn't the astromech droid blasted off of the Naboo ship when they're trying to escape the blockade. Yet at the same time, he's always the one who knows. He's the one who drives Luke to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, he pulls Luke to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, I just, when they have the option to wipe the memories of droids at the end of, Revenge of the Sith, they choose to remove the memories of C-3PO. Right? Bail Organa says, have the protocol droid's memory wiped. Doesn't say a damn word about R2, and they just hang out with Captain Antilles. Because he knows all the shit. And you can't wipe that because he knows all the shit.
Well, yeah, but could it also be a case of he's unassuming? People assume that he...
I always argue that's because C-3PO can speak, you know, 6 million forms of communication. Because here's the other thing is, 3PO was always programmed to take orders. He never acts independently. He has no, like, in the sense of his own will. Like, 3PO, I would argue, was the safer one to not wipe the memory of. Because 3PO doesn't really go outside of his protocols and his programmings unless otherwise directed to. So,
but it's that fear, like you talked about, that he can speak.
Right. So, I don't know. I think people love R2-D2. People love the character. But to me, he's low-key the most powerful character in the Star Wars universe. He's got all the secrets. He knows all the things. And he knows how to manipulate you to get him what... He could get Disney to release Black Widow next week. I bet you. Like, let's get that shit done.
If he do that, he got Thanos. He got Darkseid. He got Omni-Man. He got everybody if he could do that.
Right.
Wow. I got to tell you this. As a guy who's used to coming with out there arguments, it's out there argument, but it's a valid argument, and I cede that to you, sir, that your argument makes sense.
The last thing that I want to just kind of finish hammering my point home, and it's not even really that, is I didn't come to this conclusion until after I started watching animated Star Wars shows that are now kind of considered canon with the Disney ownership.
Clone Wars and stuff like that.
You watch Clone Wars, and my freaking God, the stuff R2 has seen and done and manipulated and controlled. It's crazy. Have you ever watched the Clone Wars show?
I've never watched any of the the secondary or tertiary shows.
Mandalorian
was the first time I've delved outside of the movies.
Because you're a fan of the prequel trilogy. We talked about this on Bandwagon.
Yes, sir.
I think you would really like the Clone Wars because it follows Obi-Wan and Anakin and it's that in-between time from the end of Episode 2 and the beginning of Episode 3. And transitions the seventh season that they did to kind of wrap up all the sixth and seventh season are concurrent slash a little bit past the Revenge of the Sith. And it's one of those things, it's a little bit of a slow go the first couple of seasons, but by the time I got to season 3, 4 and on, that thing's it's a roller coaster and it's amazing and totally worth the watch. And so I think you would really enjoy it. I think you would like it a lot. If you can get past those first couple of seasons where it's a little bit slower, it gets really, really good. And I strongly, strongly recommend it.
Well, with Bad Batch coming out and so much more new Star Wars properties dropping, well, I want to start delving back into the things I missed over the past
And to
15,
watch the Bad
years.
Batch, those characters originate out of the Clone Wars.
That's what I thought.
You learn about them, and you learn a lot about the clones and stuff too, and that's really then helps build some stuff for. I'm in the middle of Star Wars Rebels, which basically takes place after the Clone Wars series, and has characters that from that series that have carried over there. So,
but that's where Ahsoka comes from, isn't it? Rebels?
No, Ahsoka comes from Clone Wars. Yep, okay. She's Anakin's Padawan.
Got you. That makes a lot of sense now. Okay.
Now, see how it all.
Yeah.
But then in Rebels, you get Grand Admiral Thrawn, who
that's the one
she talks about in the Mandalorian. And Grand Admiral Thrawn actually originates out of the Timothy Zahn books, Heir to the Empire, and that trilogy. So there's a ton of stuff, and we could talk all day, but we are up against it here. It is over 30 minutes, and I know we got a whole Bandwagon Nerd show to talk about Star Wars stuff tomorrow. Maybe we'll get into this a little bit tomorrow as well. Before we go, give everybody the quick rundown. Where can they find you and follow you out there in the interwebs?
I am at It's Ray Cash. That is R-E-Y as in Mysterio. C-A-S-H as in dollars. Of course, you can catch me Outsider's Edge every Friday. You can catch me on Head Trauma Thursdays, Chair Shot Radio, Bandwagon Nerds every Monday, Three Man Weave, whenever they throw it up. And whenever else I get the call, holla at me, because I like doing hood rat stuff for my friends.
Well, thank you very much for jumping in and filling in today, man. I greatly appreciate it. And I hope you had as much fun having this conversation as I did, because I had a great time.
I did, man. Thank you for calling me, man. I appreciate it. And I get to throw it in Dave's face now that, you know, I'm your new right-hand man, apparently.
There you go. Well, I look forward to that awkward conversation on Monday. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WRESTLNGREALIST. You can listen to me, of course, every Sunday morning here on the Chair Shot Radio, every Monday afternoon with the aforementioned Ray Cash, David Ungar, and PC Tunney on Bandwagon Nerds, and every Wednesday with Greg DeMarco and Miranda Morales on the Babyface Heel podcast. That's going to do it for this Sunday edition of Chair Shot Radio. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you next week when we bring back the Hockey Talk. You've been listening to Chair Shot Radio on thechairshot.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.